NBC News took to the streets this morning to find out how persons are planning to spend their Easter weekend. Some of them are planning to spend it with friends and families, while others plan to spend the time in church.
Good Friday, I like to go to church, but this year is very dark and dim because nothing really doing.
I'm going to Bekwe for the Easter, and my Good Friday, I just want to spend it in the church and relax a bit on the beach and have fun.
For Good Friday, it brings back to my mind Jesus' crucifixion on the cross and the weight he carried for the world, and what he expects of us today is to serve him and love him in the way that he wants us to. And not even for him alone, but for our fellow men.
After making my little dollar over the weekend, I spend my time on the beach with my family.
For this year, it's very dark. So how we spending the Easter? Just spend the Easter with family. I have nothing else to do.
Persons also use the opportunity to share their favorite traditions for the season.
I'm accustomed cooking my provision with mackerel and saltfish.
Oh, my special food is like breadfruit and codfish, because for the Easter that is what you eat and so forth.
I eat anything at Good Friday and Easter. Every day what I eat, I will eat it at Good Friday and Easter. I don't have no specialties. But most people prepare the salt fish and the fish and what's not. That's okay. But for me, I'll eat anything.
My favorite things about Easter is like going to church, and after church to relax home, and
I enjoy the holiday and I have lots of noise.
Meanwhile, Cultural Officer Michael Peters reflected on some of the traditions held at Easter back in the day, noting that it was one of the most religious times in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Easter is one of the most religious periods in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and the celebration of Easter actually started on Ash Wednesday, which would have been the Wednesday after Carnival. On that day, you would go to the various churches, especially the ecumenical churches, and you get your ashes in the form of a cross, placed on your forehead. And during this 40-day period from Ash Wednesday to Easter Sunday, persons would engage in a lot of fasting, and you would take the opportunity to, perhaps stay away from some of the vices that you would have had throughout the year. Persons certainly try to refrain from eating meat, stop smoking, probably go to church more often. But it was a very religious time. I mean, it was so religious, Desi, that back in the day, you didn't even hear a calypso on the radio during the period of Lent, right? But certainly that has changed completely now. But, the country was very religious.
Cultural Officer Michael Peters. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.